Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The story defensively for the 49ers is the blitz.
Oh, what a catch. Samuel, highlight reel, touchdown. This one is picked. There goes Hufanga.
Really impressive night for Kyle Shanahan's team.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You click on the ESPN app, we're right there. You listen to us live. We're on ESPNU now. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Good morning, guys.
What up,
what's
baby?
What's happening this morning?
What's good, Key? What's good, baby?
Oh, look at Key. You got your freshly dipped. Look at the haircut.
Yeah, Key got the fresh cut. Oh, yeah, man. I had he got to get, lined up. He looked right.
Yeah. Had to get cut up a little bit.
Yeah. Right, little bit. Nothing. You too, Jay. Oh.
Yeah.
How often
day.
Do you do? How you every shave day. It every day?
Every morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Every morning.
All right, well.
You too?
Oh. Yeah, I got my hair cut. See, you don't even know because it's subtle.
You didn't get your hair cut.
I got my hair cut like a week ago.
I was about to say, it's not cut. I can tell you when you got your hair cut.
Yeah. But you know how
now
you
– the back.
See, there you go. Nickel slick.
Yep.
Slick as a can of oil.
Like a week ago.
Got
like
the stragglers on
that's
the
not
back
what you
here.
Said,
no.
though.
No, no,
you
well.
Just said, oh, yeah, I just got my hair cut. You, like, you haven't got your hair cut.
Well, you see it's still behind the ears. That means it's still relatively fresh.
Do you guys get the sides? Do you get that lined up? Or is that natural?
You guys?
You guys.
Well, I mean, what else do you want me to say?
You mean short you, Max? Do well, you, Max, well, get your hair cut around, not you guys?
Right, well, here's the answer.
Thanks for the correction,
here's,
Keith.
Here's the answer.
You, Max.
When I had a Caesar or a Caesar fade, yeah. I would get it lined up. I
lined
no
up.
Longer have that hairstyle. So
it's just, natural.
It's just scissor over comb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scissor over comb. Like, okay.
Yeah. Like, you know.
I think we had this conversation. Yeah. I think
no,
we had this conversation.
You go to Supercuts.
Not Supercuts, no. Not
we had this conversation before if it's a barbershop or a salon.
Right.
Right?
Nowadays, it used to be a barbershop for me, and nowadays, it's a salon.
Salon.
Or actually, it's a salon-level haircut, but it's no longer at a salon. All right, listen.
All right, that's fine.
I know all the sports fans tuning in right now are very riveted by this conversation. Nevertheless, there was a football game last night, and the Niners totally dominated this game. Look, Jay, you said yesterday this is going to go a long way to, you know, in terms of proving whether or not Jimmy Garoppolo could be the guy. I don't know why people feel this way. One throw away from winning the Super Bowl, one interception away from getting back to the Super Bowl. The last two times he played, basically, last two times he was healthy. And when he doesn't play, they can't win. They cannot win without him. So what did he prove in the win over the Rams? Well, Key, I want to hear from you. What did Jimmy Garoppolo prove last night?
I don't think he necessarily proved anything. Again, you mentioned, Max, people feel a certain way about a guy who essentially all he does is win football games and he's underneath the center. But what he did do is he did exactly what my playbook called for. He becomes 16 to 27, 239 yards, a touchdown. But the most important stat of all, he's not in the INT column. And I think whenever that is the case, when you look at guys like Cooper Rush, who was 15 to 27, 233, two touchdowns, no turnovers. Ryan Tannehill, 17 to 21, a buck and some change, two touchdowns, no turnovers. You look at those sort of things. Jalen Hurts, 16 to 25, 200 yards, no turnovers. So when you look at those sort of things, you're going to win a lot of football games opposed to the other side where Matthew Stafford throws a pick six going the other way. That is a recipe for success. I'll beat it to death. That is how you win football games.
That's what you've been talking about, Key. That's what we talk about. A great defense and a quarterback who doesn't mess it up, right? Don't mess it up. Keep it simple. You can keep it simple when you have time in the pocket. I mean, the fact that the Rams didn't get one sack last night, I mean, blows your mind, right? And the one thing I know for certain, death, taxes, and the Rams not being able to stop Deebo Samuel. I mean, come on. I mean, this dude, Key has that one catch, goes for a 57-yard run all the way to scoring a touchdown. It just seems like that's the game that broke it open. His first touchdown of the season, these two need to get back on the same page in Jimmy G and Debo. If they can find that.
Yeah, Debo is great.
That's it. That's something electric for this offense.
Yeah, some people think they want extra yards.
When you look at, again, when you look across the league, man, and you watch how a team becomes balanced, they had a little bit less than 100 yards, but the defense played solid and sound.
Yep.
You know, they harassed Matthew Stafford all night long, and I know he had a makeshift offensive line. They took advantage of that. And Kyle Shanahan dialed the plays up when they needed to. And look, for whatever reason, the 49ers have always had the Rams' number. The Rams don't go to the Super Bowl if the young man catches the punt that Matthew Stafford throws last year in that situation. So the San Francisco 49ers are essentially replacing the Rams right now within this division. Jimmy Garoppolo's the guy. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's a couple things. Number one. Jimmy Garoppolo reads defenses quickly, gets rid of the ball quickly, right? And you do, there's a reason that Belichick all those years selected one dude, I'm going to spend a second-round pick on him, he's going to succeed Tom Brady. That was the reported plan, right? Well, why would Belichick pick that dude? Reads defenses quickly, gets rid of the ball quickly. And why would Shanahan want him? Like, you have to think, I look at, like in basketball, Rick Fox. Look at the coaches who wanted to play Rick Fox on their team, right? From Dean Smith to Red Auerbach to Phil Jackson. Why did all those names, that guy, I want that guy on the team, right? So you don't have to be a super duper star to be an excellent player and part of a championship formula. Why is it Bill Belichick and Kyle Shanahan look at this dude, Jimmy Garoppolo, and go, him? Because he reads the defense, he gets rid of the ball, and when he's healthy, the only two guys in the NFL who consistently make deeper playoff runs in recent years are Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Did you call Jimmy G excellent?
Yes,
you think he's excellent? I think excellent. To you me want me to give him a grade? Aaron Rodgers?
No, he's not. He's not.
Yeah, okay, that's but excellent.
He's not Aaron Rodgers, but you want me to
he's
give him
serviceable?
A grade? It's more than serviceable.
It's look, man. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all this. It's only two or three Aaron Rodgers, one Tom Brady, one Patrick Mahomes. Outside of that, that's it. Who wins the Super Bowls? I mean, like, we act as though, or goes to the Super Bowls or whatever, we act like every single year, well, outside of Tom Brady, that is, that every year.
And Mahomes, yeah.
Well, Mahomes has gone to the Super Bowl, you know, in recent years, but I'm just talking about historically. It's not every single year. It's always a guy that hits. If he hits that throw in the Super Bowl, we're not even having this conversation.
And he'll hit it. This is what drives me crazy.
We're not having this conversation. We're talking about, you know, Jimmy G went to the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl. He took his team to another Super Bowl. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. That's what we're having.
This is what drives me crazy, Jay. One throw away. Well, what do they need to get over the top? You think Jimmy G is going to miss that throw every time? He'll hit it next time. He'll miss it the next time. He'll hit it the next time. Like, he could easily
hit
it.
But he's not
that.
The only one that will miss and hit.
Well, that's exactly
they all miss and hit it. It depends on who you want to glorify on the hitting and missing. That's just the reality of it.
The flip side, the Rams, you mentioned, the offense, they don't have an offensive line. So what does that mean? It means you can't run the ball, and it means you can't protect the quarterback. Game over. Game over.
Because I had Cam Akers in my fantasy last night. Not the best match.
Listen, you want to know a bad off? Show me a bad offensive line. I'll show you a bad offense. No one was there. There's no one on the line. And Whitworth, the whole team changed when they got Whitworth. He's retired. And then they got three other guys who are hurt. Guess what? They can't protect Matthew Stafford. He looks bad. Cam Akers looks bad because they can't block for the run.
I mean, seven straight wins in the regular season for Kyle Shanahan over Sean McVay.
Oof.
Seven straight, Key. Regular season.
Yeah, that's what I said. They always, I mean, I picked the 49ers. I did not pick the Rams to win the game because I knew, you know, San Francisco, now look. In the end, will the Rams be okay? They might be. They might be an okay football team, but in order to do that, they can't just rely on Cooper Kupp. I understand, Max, he's your guy. You believe he's doing everything in the world.
Cooper Kupp's my guy.
Before you even start.
I don't know why he's my guy.
Before you even start.
I mean, sure, he'll be my guy. He'll get fine with him.
He certainly is the guy, but you can't rely. You cannot throw him every damn pass when you drop back.
Apparently you can.
Because if you do, it goes pick six the other way.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened.
All right.
You know, that's the reality of it.
The whole offense is throw the ball to Cooper Kupp right now. Listen, can Matthew Stafford compensate for the lack of firepower.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you see? The Bobby Wagner and McKinley. There was a fan that got onto the field on Monday Night Football. Right? You see this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tack McKinley and Bobby Wagner took him to the ground, I guess. And I, you know what? I was looking at it, and you know how they don't really show everything anymore. They don't want to encourage it.
Yeah.
I just caught just a little bit of it, and I didn't understand. I'm sure I don't know. Well, first of all, you're going to jail. So let's just start that, right? You're going to jail, and I don't know if they were protesting something because it was like a pink flare, some sort of residue fog coming up out. And I was like, what the hell is going on? So I'm sure they were protesting something. You're in the Bay Area, so I'm sure there was something being protested. They always protested in the Bay.
I just love – for some reason, I love when fans get tackled. Like it's like mascots.
You going to jail though, Jay?
I know. I hear. I know it's serious. I know it's serious. But it's like watching mascots fight to me. It's like one of the funniest things.
I just thought of a new sport.
What?
We should take all the fans. They could enter the contest in an arena, right? Who run out onto the field? Then you have a couple security guys, and you see the last man standing. You see the last fan to get tackled, they win. How long can the fan evade the security guy? But you got to get the famous fans who run out on the field together.
The fans could always evade the security. The problem is the security's everywhere. So if they go from the 10 to the 10, they're not going to make it most likely because there's going to be somebody coming out of nowhere that's a security guard that it's his moment.
It's like a video game. So you start out with one security guard, right? And then you see how – then they keep adding them every 30 seconds. You see how long they can last. I got up to 14 security guards. That's the all-time champ.
Those are the social media views I want to see. I want to see blindside hits from security guards on
random fans
that don't
see
it coming. That's what I want to see.
I know you're going to jail, but I wonder if it's just a ticket at a night in the slammer and that's it and you can't go back to the stadium.
Yeah, it's probably how much more could it be?
Like a big fine.
But if they lose your paperwork, you're going to be in there for a minute. See, that's the problem, Max.
I don't need you losing the paperwork. That sounds like central bookings, just not on a Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going. They lose
you're
your
out Monday morning.
Oh, man. Think about it. You're going
in New York, that's a little trip to the tombs, they call it. You know, you should be out in, 14, 18 hours. But if it's on
they
a
lose
Friday,
your paperwork.
If it's on a Friday, you might not be out. You know, you might do a good 40 to 48.
It's a long weekend, man.
Yeah. That's a long weekend. It's a long stretch.
I'm not on your team, man.
the government cheese and the yeah. How do you know so much about this, Jay?
Nope.
Oh.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's just the mentality I come out here with, not allowing one guy to tackle me.
Samuel stays upright. Terrific catch and run. One-on-one with Ramsey. Can't bring him down. Samuel, highlight reel. Touchdown.
You almost know Debo's going to have one or two of those in the game. You know, you don't want to bank on it, but you almost can.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. We are on the ESPN app. You get somewhere you want to take us with you, just go to the app. Click on the lower right. It says more. So click on the app, lower right, more. Click on that, scroll down, and listen live. And we're right there in your ears. You can take us wherever your phone is. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. What's up?
It amazes me that Debo Samuel had to go through all that to get his money, though, this offseason.
You know, it's funny, though.
Just pay the dude, man. You know what he is.
In life.
Drama for no reason.
In life, in a lot of professions.
No reason.
Versatility can be held against you. Like in a lot of different professions, if you can't be labeled and fit neatly into a certain peg, right, then they hold it against you in a way. Because it's not it goes outside of the way people traditionally think, like a basketball player, Jay, who before positionless became in fashion, right, who didn't get a lot of stats because he played all over the place, but he was valuable.
Yeah, my thing is that's more value for me.
No doubt.
That's more value if you can do a multitude of things, obviously, like Debo can do.
If you're trying to win.
You're going to be paid more.
If you're trying to win, but for whatever, the marketplace sometimes doesn't value that as much for some reason.
Market,
exactly. You want to know our KJM Monday parlay results, guys?
Nope.
Okay, I'll tell you. Key took the over on Jimmy Garoppolo touchdown passes. 1.5, yeah. And if Kittle gets that foot down, Key.
If he just, for some reason, could have got it down, I would have hit it.
You know, won the Kittle.
Key wanted to hear ruling on the field stance type thing. But,
oh, you know. Man, I was sitting there. I'm like, he got it. Yeah, I think he got it. He got it. I'm sure he got it. Oh, he kicked the white. He didn't get it.
Just on reputation. I'm thinking it's automatically reviewed. It's a score, but I'm thinking it's Kittle. He got it down. And then when you see
automatic
the replay.
Review, I hate.
Yeah, right. And you see the replay, it's like, nope, not even close, really. He didn't get it down. Jay, you took the under on Matthew Stafford. Passing yards?
254.
What were you thinking?
254.
He had 250. 250 and a half was the over-under. He beat it by 3.5 yards.
That dude was strapped up the whole game, man. I didn't think he was going to get it.
Me either. No.
Damn it.
Me neither. And I took the over on Cooper Kupp receptions. Key, no matter what they pegged that at, over is a pretty good bet. It was 8.5. Now, it was 7.5.
That was stealing, though, Max.
It's a smart bet, though,
it was
Max.
7.5 the night before, and I was mad that they moved it to 8.5 by the time
they
we did
moved it. If they
13.5,
if
that would have hit.
10, if they'd have moved it to 10, I'd have told you to take it.
13.5 would have still won. He had 14 receptions on 19 targets.
If they would have moved it to 10, I'd have told you to take it then.
Yep.
You got to know they're going to give him the football. He had 20 targets, man. 20.
So – here's the record on hitting each leg of the parlay so far this season. We have not hit one, right? Have we hit a parlay yet, all three of us? We did. We hit one last week. Okay.
Yeah,
Key is 3-2. Jay is 2-3, and I'm 2-3. So there it is.
Oh, you and Jay both 2-3. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm up to 2-3. I'm coming, guys. Here it comes.
Yep. Here you come, Max.
All right. Matthew Stafford, guys, did not look excellent last night, but it's hard to look good when you have zero protection and you're all O-line and you have zero run game. Here's what he had to say at the postgame presser.
One of those games we knew it was going to be a battle. You know, we weren't we were good enough, you know, myself and, you know, first and foremost in the red zone, had some opportunities to put some points up and didn't get touchdowns there. And that's, you know, probably the difference in the game. You know, there were some plays that, you know, we can execute better, whether it's throwing and catching or just assignment wise. So a lot to clean up. Proud of the way we fought. Give them a lot of credit. It's a good football team. But like you said, one possession game, you know, we make a critical error there and they capitalize on it. And that was that.
What do you think, Key? How do they compensate? How does Stafford? Is there anything he can do to compensate for the fact that they can't block? They can't block for the run. They can't protect them in the passing game. What does he do?
Well, they protect him well enough for him to throw 48 times.
They were chasing him all over the field, though.
Again, they protected well enough for him to throw 48 times. They've got to utilize other weapons, Max, outside of Cooper Kupp. Allen Robinson is there for a reason. You felt that he was good enough for you to go in another direction and wait for OBJ to potentially heal. Van Jefferson is injured. We understand that. But it can't be a Tyler Higbee, Cooper Kupp show. You've got to get Allen Robinson involved however you can, because you spent a lot of money in doing that. And I think Sean McVay knows that. As I always give the explanation, the analogy of, when you walk past a restaurant that you've always gone to many times, you say, I want to try something new. You go next door, you look at it, you look again, you go inside. I think I'm gonna go back to this other restaurant. And that's what he did with Allen Robinson and Cooper Kupp. He made a decision that he was going to try Allen Robinson for a short period of time. And then he said, you know what? Nah, I'm going to go back to Cooper Kupp. And this is what you get. You keep feeding Cooper. That happened. That pick six happened because you go to the well one too many times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, Jay, here's an extension of the analogy. You go to a restaurant, same restaurant, but you're like, you know what? Today I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try something new. Damn it, I get the same thing all the time. But when you sit down, you're like, man, but I want the chicken parm, whatever it is, right?
Or you try something new and you're like, you know what? I knew I shouldn't have tried something new. I knew I should have went back to the place I've
But you never
liked.
Gave the new an opportunity.
Well, every now and then, what's interesting is
every
when,
now and then when you're in a restaurant and you didn't like that, they put something on it you didn't like and they took it, you said, I don't want it, give me something different. Have them remake it for you and just take something off of whatever it is that you thought you would like.
Let's torture the analogy, Jay. When it was Odell on the menu, they ordered that up, right? Like, Odell looked good. Maybe Allen Robinson, just not Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, I'd say other than Cooper Kupp, the other wide receivers combined for 4 receptions for 40 yards on 9 targets.
And then that's by not himself,
gonna win
that way.
That's
19.
Not going to win you games, man. But like back to the point though, Key, when you're, you know, when you're under duress, and when you're getting pressure from so many different ways, it's hard not to go back to the target that you feel is the most reliable, that you feel like you have the most reps with. So I don't, you know, what's the balance for that?
Especially when he's open.
What's the balance for that when you're under so much stress? So, I mean, it's like 7 times last night.
We're at the beginning of October.
Yep.
So we're a month into the season. We're 2 months removed from the start of training camp, essentially. Mm-hmm. We're about 6 months removed from OTAs and all the mini camps and things of that nature. By now, you have a relationship with Allen Robinson. You just do.
Was he open last night to your eye, Key? Was Allen Robinson open? They just weren't getting him the ball? Because Cooper Kupp always seems to be open.
I couldn't tell you that he was open. I would be sitting here lying to you, Max, if I said that. But what I could tell you is I know Cooper Kupp was open. And I know that they got Cooper Kupp open.
But maybe
and I know
they motioned Cooper Kupp open.
I know that they motioned Cooper Kupp behind the line of scrimmage, and they stack him behind the receiver to get him open, Mac.
Mm-hmm. So they're scheming. They're scheming.
So
to get
I
Cooper.
Know what they're doing.
Are they not scheming to get
what?
Allen open?
He's not. I don't see him motioning and doing some of those things.
Yeah.
When you line up, that pick six going the other way, I think they went a trips formation. They run that same play all the time, and that defender studies.
Get burnt.
And he said, going the other way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you put Allen Robinson in that same formation, the defender's looking at it, he's going, I know the formation, but they never really throw it over here to Allen, so probably not going to do that. You know, it's just –
become
hey,
one-dimensional. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
the kitchen knows, Jay, when you sit down, the kitchen knows if you're in a rush, you're going to go to your go-to, right?
Yeah,
they know you're not going.
Yeah.
You're not trying something new, right? Key gives his latest rankings, by the way, on the best teams in the NFL. This changes from week to week. And even the number of teams will change.
What?
Yes.
How many teams on this list, and who are they? Best teams in the NFL. Is Jalen Hurts, is Hurts still the top, are the Eagles still the top dog?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
All right, it is time for Key's Real Rankings. These rankings are brought to you by Dell here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL-KEY. These rankings, best teams in the NFL. This is week four.
Yes, it is the best teams in the NFL. Week four, Max, as you mentioned. And these are the odds to win it all. So I got, you know, I move things around. Sometimes it's three teams. Sometimes it's 8, 10, 9, 5. It may even be all 32 at some point in time. But in week four, I got 9 teams. And you'll be happy about this. And you'll be smiling. And Jay will have a smile from ear to ear. Because sitting at number 9, I have the
number
New York
nine.
Giants.
Yeah,
a 3-1 football team. They are plus 8,000 to win it all. Look, this is the first appearance in my real ranking since I started this show for the New York Giants. But look, Saquon Barkley is certainly carrying this football team. He is doing the most of it. If I'm the New York Giants, I'm paying him, and I'm paying him in a big way, and I'm going to build the team around him into next season.
Number 8.
Number 8 of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals are plus 2,200, sitting at 2-2. A lot of people, including myself, looked at this season very bleak for them, starting off 0-2. But since then, they have rebounded in a significant way. Joe Burrow and company have certainly come to the party and starting to play. They're not just going to surrender the AFC North.
Number 7.
Number 7, and I know many people look at this situation at number 7, and I got the Baltimore Ravens, but they're still at plus 1,500. They're sitting at 2-2, and last week against the Buffalo Bills, it was bad weather. Lamar Jackson didn't make the play at the end of the game. I don't necessarily disagree with Coach Harbaugh going for it, but also at the same time, I probably would have taken the points. You can't tell me that people aren't afraid to line up and play the Baltimore Ravens moving forward.
Number 6.
Number 6 are the San Francisco 49ers at plus 1,800. Sitting at 2-2, we had a chance to watch them on Monday Night Football. That defense lights out. Pick 6 there by Matthew Stafford and company, giving it to the San Francisco 49ers. All Jimmy G does is win football games. I don't care about his overall statistics. I'm looking for a pedestrian quarterback that does not turn the football over. In the INT category, as long as I walk away from the game with a W and no zeros in the INT category, we're probably going to win the game.
Number 5.
Number five, the Fighting Rushes, the Dallas Cowboys, plus 2,500, 3-1. They took care of business, and their best win this year probably is against the Cincinnati Bengals, but they took care of business against the Washington Commanders this past weekend, sitting at 3-1 with Cooper Rush, not Cooper Kupp, at quarterback. Dak Prescott, he wants to come back. The team hasn't said he's ready to come back yet, but I think he certainly is feeling the heat.
Number four.
The Green Bay Packers, plus 1,000 at number four to win it all. That is to win it all. Plus 1,000, they're sitting at 3-1. Probably an argument could be made for the best quarterback in the National Football League with this talent or that talent, depending on who you ask it. Some people love it, some people don't. New England Patriots took him into the overtime, but he figured out how to get it done. It wouldn't have went deep in the overtime if Romeo Doubs could have squeezed it and came down with it. It didn't happen. They still got it there with a W on Mason Crosby's field goal.
Number three.
The Buffalo Bills sitting at number three. They are plus 400 to win it all. Now, look, when you look at the Buffalo Bills, it's America's team at the beginning of the season. Everybody loves Josh Allen. Josh Allen is MVP that. Oh, my God, he reminds me of a bigger Lamar Jackson. He certainly can do it all. He can slice and dice. In the second half of that game against the Ravens, he certainly showed why he is an MVP candidate in this year's NFL season. They're sitting at 3-1. They are plus 400.
Number two,
James loves this, but he may not love it because they're number two and not number one. The Kansas City Chiefs, the Eric Bieniemy-led offense, pushing things along. See, Eric Bieniemy dials all sorts of things up. He pulls the string. He makes Patrick Mahomes turn, twist, do all sorts of things, throws the football, flips. That's all on Eric Bieniemy calling the plays. Plus 700 to win it all, sitting at 3-1.
Number one.
And the number one team in all of the National Football League are the Philadelphia Eagles, plus 750 to win it all with the young Jalen Hurts. Hey, Howie Roseman, what do you want to do with those picks? You want to go get C.J. Stroud? You want to package them up and go get some other quarterback? You want to get Hooker from Tennessee? I don't think so. I think you found your man. The best thing to do with those picks right now, Philadelphia Eagle fans, is try to figure out how to build this team. Also try to figure out how not to get into the $400 million category next offseason with Jalen Hurts, as he potentially could lead you to a Super Bowl and it costs you a boatload of money. So that is my top nine picks, fellas. Tell me what you think.
I like the list. I got to tell you, if I had to change anything, I'd probably move San Francisco up ahead of Dallas now that Jimmy G is in, because they just consistently make, like, the Cowboys fall flat in the playoffs year in and year out. They got a better coach in San Francisco.
Max.
Yeah.
This isn't the playoffs. This is week four of regular season.
Yeah, you know what threw me? It's the Super Bowl odds that threw me. Right. It's still we're talking about what they look like so far.
No, it's odds to win it all.
To win it all, right.
Yeah.
So, but
right
that's
now,
not the list.
Today.
In other words, you're listing – there are two separate things going on here. You're listing 1 through 9 what teams have done so far.
Well,
and on the other hand, we're giving odds for the Super Bowl.
If the season ended today, here's the odds to win it all. If it ended today.
Right.
Now, next week – you know, the odds have changed. You know how these things go. Somebody's ankle gets twisted in practice, the odds drop. The New Orleans Saints odds were higher a couple weeks ago. Well, guess what? Their odds aren't so good right now.
Guys, let's bring in Mike Tannenbaum here, who's champing at the bit, or ESPN NFL front office insider, to react to Key's rankings.
Champing at the bit.
It's an interesting list, except for the team that's going to the Super Bowl for the NFC. It's not even in the top nine. Key's former team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the key number that we're not talking about is 27. That's the number of snaps this year that Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, and Mike Evans have actually been on the field together. 27 snaps. So when we talk about who can get better and who could ascend into Key's top nine and eventually represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd Bowles has a really good defense. He got torched the other night, but Patrick Mahomes is going to do that to a lot of teams. But I think when it's all said and done, that Buccaneer offense is going to come around with a good defense, and I think they go to the Super Bowl.
I love it, Mike. I don't disagree with you at all, really, about getting better in the future, not having your playmakers. But that's 2 weeks in a row, right? They got Chris Godwin back. They got Mike Evans back. They got Julio Jones back. And they still got blitzed. Right, they still got torched. Tom Brady looked like a shell of himself. He certainly looked like somebody that Max made poke fun of several years ago. He did not look the same. And so, I think they'll get better, But as of right now, as we stand today, through four games in the National Football League, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can't crack the lineup.
One thing I just like to follow up, guys, is they remind me a little bit of the Peyton Manning, Denver Bronco teams in terms of, like, that team was carried by Von Miller, and Peyton Manning, because of the brand name, got a lot of credit more than he deserved. I feel like that could be this team.
He's got a lot more left than Peyton did at the time, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think with Leonard Fournette, I think, you know, when there's so many other question marks of the NFC teams, I think, like, where we are today, first week in October, and we try to project into December, I think this is a team that has the high ceiling.
Can you make that same case with Green Bay? Because their defense hasn't been the best it's been, right? It's still getting better. And obviously, some of those wide receivers are working on their relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm so mad at Aaron Rodgers, though. I think he's so disingenuous. He comes out after the game and says, we got to get better fast. Well, where were you in May and June? You're the leader of the franchise. You're the CEO. You're the highest paid employee. You're the most important guy in the franchise. And you can't find your time to get to Green Bay in May and June, pick Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson up from the airport, find out how they learn, find out if they have any allergies, find out how you can serve them.
Like, peanut allergies.
Hey, my son has a gluten allergy.
Hey, Mike.
You know what I mean, Key? Like, the best
I get what you're saying, Mike. I understand it. I get it. But the league has changed, man. This ain't the league from 6 years ago when you was in it.
I get that. But then don't complain publicly that they don't know what to do. Like, I'm with you. Like, if you want to go on your retreats and cleansing, great. You go do you. I'm good with that, Key. To each their own. I'm good with that. But, hey, one guy we know really well is Bill Parcells. And I'm just telling you for our listeners, go Google the Ten Commandments of a quarterback. And number one is you're a battlefield commander. When things go wrong, it's always your fault. When things go right, you give out praise.
But in all fairness to Aaron Rodgers, he did put some of it on himself. Okay, and he's not pointing out just the receivers. And I was speaking to the guys in our pre-production meeting, because Max brought up similar things to you, Mike. And I said, look, he's talking about the entire team. And quite frankly, he's only really playing with Romeo Doubs as his new toy. He throws the ball in crucial situations to Lazar and Cobb. Romeo Doubs will be coming along very slowly with those other guys. So I'm not overly concerned with his attitude at all. I'm really not. I'm concerned with his haircut more so than anything.
But Key, you just made my point that he's coming along slowly. The reason he's not coming along faster is because those reps they could have had in May and June, they didn't have because he wasn't there. And if you're coming back in this last dance mode, trying to win a championship one more time, Aaron Rodgers is much closer to the end than the beginning. Like, sacrifice. Like, you're getting paid $45 million a year not to play football on Sunday. You're doing that for free.
When would he have had time to smoke, to do whatever, ayahuasca? I don't know what you do with ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
You stick not it in your ear. I don't know.
Not ayahuasca. Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca. What? But the point is, when would he have time to do that if he's throwing to the receivers, Mike? Come on. It's elevating his plane of reality or something.
Does it make that much of a difference?
Would
it make that much? Because I get, like, working on reps and working on routes. But when those lights come on, it's still a different feeling.
You know, I go back and forward with this a lot, having played the position. And I was somewhat forced to go because a guy once told me it'd be the worst thing that I ever did in my career if I didn't show up in the offseason.
Which guy?
Well, one of the guys that both me and Mike worked for. He goes, you know, if you don't show up, it'll be the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your career. Now, I expect to see you here 40 days during the offseason. With the little light, you know, in this room, dark. So, I get it.
So, what'd you do when he said that?
I played around for a couple of days, but eventually I went in.
Pack some bags, right?
Give you a couple days to figure it out.
Long Island, New York in March. Hello, Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, and so, Jay, it works, I think, but because Aaron Rodgers is where he's at in his life, his career, things of that nature, he doesn't necessarily want to take time away from his retreats to do such a thing.
Yeah.
And now the NFL is a little bit different on the mandatory, voluntary type thing. And you don't really have coaches in the National Football League like a Coach Parcells or like a Bill Belichick nowadays. The coach is a little more relaxed in terms of making guys without making them do it. It's just a certain look and a stare. You know, every now and then, as I've always told you, Max, somebody has to go. And whoever that somebody is going to get everybody else's attention.
That's why when Parcells said it'd be the worst mistake you ever made, you knew he wasn't playing games.
But can I just follow up on that? But, like, Key, like, that's where I think context is everything. Like, I totally get that. New era, and give players a lot more freedom. I totally get that. But context is everything. If you're there with Devontae Adams and you've had thousands and thousands of reps, that's okay. But you have two rookies that you're counting on in Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. Like, this is not the year to take time off.
Well, even if he didn't want to be in Green Bay, and I love Green Bay. Green Bay's a great place, and there's no, you know, it's no funner place to play in than Green Bay. But if you don't want to be in there in the offseason, you can do like Drew Brees did with my nephew, Michael Thomas, when he was a puppy in the league. He took him to San Diego, and they would throw in San Diego in the offseason because Drew didn't want to be in New Orleans. He wanted to be in San Diego. So if Aaron didn't want to be in Green Bay, he certainly could take those kids on a retreat with him, and throw after he does whatever he's doing, and, you know.
I get it, though, Mike. I see the look in your eyes. You want him actually to be the leader that he's paid to be, and that comes with more responsibility. So let's talk about another leader who's actually doing his thing right now, Cooper Rush. You're the Cowboys going into that game against the Rams. Are you staying with Cooper Rush in the hot hand? Because a part of me, I would, just to see how it looks in the first quarter or so. Or do you go automatically back to Dak if he's ready to go?
Yeah, I think you go back to Dak when he's ready to go. But Cooper Rush gave us the answers to the test the other day when he said, hey, after the game, like, the reason we're winning is because of this defense, not because of me. The most impressive thing he's done is in 102 pass attempts, he has no interceptions. So he's doing what they're asking him to do. But, look, Dak Prescott is the most important part of that franchise for the next 10 years. And I think, Jay, Will, what Cooper Rush has done is just sort of, like, reduce the sense of urgency, which is, like, we're holding serve. When our star quarterback comes back, we have a chance to do better. They're not scoring a lot of points, but right now that's okay.
And what did Mike just say right there, Jay and Max, about
holding serve? Yeah.
No, he said zero interceptions. And what do I always talk about with these quarterbacks? If you don't turn the football over, you're going to probably win the football game.
But, Key, this is the point. Let's say Cooper Rush was already the starting quarterback. This is like Jimmy G with Trey Lance. You see a guy who does all the things you talk about, Key, you know, quick decisions, gets rid of the ball, makes a nice play here and there, steady Eddie, doesn't turn the ball over, all those things, makes deep playoff runs in Jimmy G. Oh, we need a little more. Let's go out and use our draft capital. We'll get Trey Lance.
Come on, man. Cooper Rush hasn't made deep playoff runs.
I know he hasn't, but so far he's playing that brand of football.
What happens, though, Max, see the guy sitting next to you that's been in the cockpit of many years as a personnel guy and a front office guy and hired and fired coaches?
Sure.
They tend to listen to the outside noise sometimes, and it screws up their mind about what they should be doing at a certain position. Kyle Shanahan and Johnny Lynch have great football minds, but when they start hearing, oh, man, Jimmy G doesn't give you – rather than looking at it and saying, we just went to the damn Super Bowl with Jimmy G, and we went to the playoffs with Jimmy G, and we went back to an NFC Championship game with Jimmy G. What are we doing? How about calling a different play at some point in the game and giving him the best chance to win rather than, oh, my God, we can't get over the hump with Jimmy G? It's like you just got over the hump. There's only two teams that go to the Super Bowl, and there's only four that play in championship games. What are you talking about? Right. But the outside noise sometimes influences guys like Mike Tannenbaum.
But see, Mike, it's easy for me when it comes to Dallas because I always follow the money. And Dak Prescott is paid to be that guy. So it's easy. I get it. But still, like, there's that thought that Max and I have about Cooper Rush, because there is something about simplifying the game. I wonder if Dak can learn from the simplification of the game that Cooper Rush has inserted.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. And I think one of the things that you hear great coaches talk about, that, like, from a quarterback perspective, every drive should end in a kick. Hopefully it's an extra point. Maybe it's a field goal, but at least it's a punt. And when you have a defense – you know, Dallas is number one in the NFL in sack differential. And, you know, that says a lot. That means they're getting after the opponent quarterback. And for an offensive line, we all had questions about, they're actually playing pretty well there.
Mike, can the Cowboys, like, when you are on this role as a general manager and you go and you sit down on, I guess it would be Tuesday, you probably sit down with the staff or the head coach or whatever and have a conversation about what the past game was and what the future game is going to be. Can you have a conversation with Mike McCarthy and his staff and say, look, Dak is coming back, but what we need to do is use the same philosophy and game plan that we're doing with Cooper, whatever it is, whatever 30 plays in six different formations they're using, we need to do that with Dak Prescott rather than try and make him the star.
Yeah,
can you do that?
Absolutely. Let me tell you guys a story. So Rex Ryan, when we were at the Jets, we had Mark Sanchez with a really good defense, and he said to Mark, this is how we're going to play offense. When we have the lead, you're in red, meaning you cannot throw the ball unless you're 1,000% sure it's completed. Don't come to the sideline if we're in red and you throw an interception. Just go to the locker room. Yellow, proceed with caution. Make sure that you're making responsible decisions. And if we're behind two scores in the fourth quarter, we're in green. Let it rip. And that actually really helped Mark Sanchez process and develop because, like, in this situation, Key, like, Dak has to think a little bit about it. Like, I have Lawrence Taylor right now. I have a dominant defense and maybe the best defensive player in a long time outside of Aaron Donald and Micah Parsons. So I can't screw it up. And hopefully Dak has learned, you know, over the last couple of weeks that a check down's great, a punt's great, because this version of our team is really good on the other
side
of the ball.
But as an offensive play caller, though, can't you call plays so he doesn't even attempt those sort of things? Can't you design stuff where we don't even have to worry about him putting, you know, simplify it, as we like to call it, dummy it down. You know, put him on some sprint stuff. Put him on some of that, you know, easy 218. Get a hitch, a corner route. If the guy falls off, throw it to the hitch. Just simple stuff that still moves the chain.
But, Key, how much of that is an insult for Dak Prescott because he's sitting there looking at his ability?
Nobody cares about an insult. We're trying to win a championship.
No, I know nobody cares, but Dak may care.
Well, like, then but he's the wrong guy at the quarterback position then.
And Key, I think to your point, though, like, I think that goes back to the head coach, Coach McCarthy. Like you said, just throw it out, like, attack off coverage. You know, a lot of behind the line scrimmage, you know, jet sweeps, reverses, screens, all those things. Like, and if I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm sitting down with Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn saying, like, how do we win this game? Hey, Washington has a bad offensive line. We're going to dominate up front. Okay, Kellen, you can't turn the ball over. Until we're in the fourth quarter, and if we're behind, we're not throwing the ball down the field. So, Key, I think those are like sort of like game plan strategy sessions, and I think you got to bring the quarterback into that so he understands what we're dealing with.
May I point out that we could go through all this tortured, you know, mental gymnastics, or you could just continue to start the guy who's doing all the things you guys want and winning every game, right? Like, you could also do that. That's a possibility. I'm not touching a thing until they lose.
So Max, you're saying there is no rush.
Yes, that's right. That's right. There is no rush to bring Dak back if they're winning every freaking game.
Jerry doesn't want it. He's a billionaire, and he does not like wasting money.
Good. I'm glad for that. You know why? No, I'm glad for that. I'm a Giants fan. You mess with this, Jerry. You go right ahead. Do me a favor. All right. That is the great Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. How legit are the Niners with Jimmy G at quarterback? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That's coming up on ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.